Hello and broadcasting from the beautiful central coast of California. It's the Dr. Death Danger Radio Show!
You know what's funny? Almost didn't have your cord right there. So everyone just missed out with you just saying, it's our show, you guys. What's good? Hello.
That's the biggest proof that this is our show.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. How's it going, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Triple D Radio Show with your host, James and Edward. Ed, what's good? Before we go on, there's a timestamp in the description. Singular. Yeah. Sorry, we used to have more, but since Ed has become the Florida man, we kind of like the shows, we've been trying to figure out what's going off the show. So for today, there's only one item that you could guess, but good host Ed, our resident Florida man, what is good? Was your mom stoked we finally got another episode up?
Yeah, her reaction was, she actually, okay, it wasn't for the episode, but she called me. And the first thing she says is, what do you mean you want to only talk to me once a month?
Already beefing? Or were you just like, I'm just joking, mother. Why would
I
know I'm perfectly fine calling you like 5 days a week.
That wasn't what happened. That was James. I didn't even say that.
Yeah, blame James. He's the one that also says that I might be out here for 4 years. I don't know. I don't know what I would. What makes you say it? I would never. I'm going to do the program, and then most likely go from there. Now, if I get a sick cushy job, if I get a sick cushy job in Disney that makes me be resident in Florida for the next 4 years, I won't stop you.
I did tell her I would only stay if I got like a job offer that was the kind of job offer that I would be dumb to refuse.
Yeah, sick job offer, or you start dating a sick lady and just become a resident of Florida and also working at Disney World. I'm just saying.
Well, my luck is never that good, so
we
think
don't know.
Be the job one.
Hey, there's still a couple months. There's still a couple months more to go. I'm just saying.
That's true.
I'm sure your mom's out there just like, no, you're coming home. You're not staying out there. You're coming the fuck home.
That or she said, all right, fine. If you stay out, we'll just move out there.
Fuck, that could be a possibility. I'm just saying. Now, would your dad want to move out?
Probably not.
Just like,
probably not.
Your mom's like, that's it. I'm moving to Florida. I'm being with my schmun. Screw this. Bye-bye.
Bye, Johnny.
Cruel twist of fate. Your mom moves out there with you, but she starts working at Disney and gets a higher position job than you. She becomes your boss.
She is the age and height required to be friends with the fairy godmother.
Sick.
So that's a little bit of Disney insider talk. Anyway, I don't even know if I said hi yet. Hi, guys. How are you all doing? Welcome back to my mom's favorite podcast. Probably not if we keep talking about me living in Florida, though. But we're back with, this episode is like kind of a throwback in a couple ways. I was thinking,
what makes you say this is a throwback? I'm actually curious.
In two ways. One, this episode is actually going to be coming out a week-ish after the last one.
That's bullshit. I know.
And two, we only have one thing to talk about.
Which, that means we can hammer this out more. I know. It's almost nice, but it's like, I don't know. We used to have such a sick format and such a packed show. I have a feeling once we're done here, it's like, let's talk about the movie and just fucking go to town on just the movie that you can see in the title that is for our main event. But all right, what is the reason?
considering what happened though, literally the day we recorded our last podcast, I almost called an audible and was like, hey, you want to watch a Dragon Ball movie instead?
Oh yeah, because Akira Toriyama unfortunately passed away.
I'm proud of myself. I've only cried about it a little bit.
Yeah, I know we bullshit about it after the show and shit, but dude, that's crazy. I know, that's almost nuts. Dude, that's almost gonna make me go binge read the manga series because I don't want to sit and watch it because that is a lot of fucking time. I've watched all of Dragon Ball in the Z, and that's like a good couple months right there. I don't need to be burning that much, and that is a lot. Now, I feel like reading, though, I'll get that done in like 2 weeks.
I have rewatched the entirety of Dragon Ball Z at least 3 times in my life. So that shit is just, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I'm surprised how much I just distinctly remember about Dragon Ball in general. I feel like there's some little tiny things that like you fill in the gaps for, but like when I talk about Dragon Ball with people, they're like, man, you really like talking about Dragon Ball. And I'm like, I guess so.
I guess fucking so. Yeah. I said, my only thing is just actually just straight up reading the OG manga. That's just what I want to try to do, which I have a feeling I'm going to watch. Once I'm done with the show and I have to go warm up my van because unfortunately my normal commuter car, the power steering line decided to fucking burst the other goddamn evening. When was the last? What was it? Yeah, we podcast. And then the next night I went and did a fucking practice because some homie hit me up and was just like, dude, do you want to jam? And then in turn decided to fucking, it's like, I don't know, I guess we'll just make a fucking demo. Where it's just like us just making some sleazy first wave Tupa Brain sounding like black metal. But either way, I jammed that. When I got home, I'm literally parallel parking and I hear my steering just go from to and I just like see a bunch of smoke shooting from my like engine bay. And I'm just like, I think I blew a fucking power steering line. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, which I was debating with myself. Should I just somehow find a way to get, so I had a couple options going through my brain. Do I A, find a fucking belt to a smaller belt so I can just eliminate the power steering and then just I'd be able to drive it to a shop? B, should I just be lazy and just take just get a tow truck to take it to a shop? But then someone asked, are you just thinking of doing it? And I'm like, part of me doesn't want to. But then I looked at it and I looked at the price and I looked like, do I really want to spend a tow truck and all this and that? And I'm like, well, I guess I'll fucking do it myself. Why not? And so, like, literally before the show, I took out the old part. I don't have the new part yet, but when the new part comes, hopefully I just come in. It's just, like, a couple, like, 20 minutes just to put it in, fill up some power steering, and I got my old commuter back. For now, I'm chilling in my old big, beefy diesel van, my camper diesel van. So, just cruising around or biking to the space, which I left my bike last night because I was hanging out, and I'm like, I don't feel like riding my bike at 11 at night back home. So just take me straight. Again? Yeah, I got a bike. Yeah, no, I straight up bought a bike because I just want to fucking commute to the like space by biking instead of driving when I have chance and when it's not fucking raining.
Yeah, I hear it's raining a lot over there now.
It's weekly we have a day of rain. Oh, no. No, damn, nothing's really been fucked up.
Seriously?
What?
I said, wait, seriously? That's how it used to be over there when, like, you know, we were kids and shit. It hasn't been like that in years.
It's a little bit like that. Now, was it last year where it was torrential storm and shit got fucked up like crazy? No. Nothing like that. Like, it's been way more chill. Like, the fucking, like, the Salinas River hasn't been fucking raging or crazy or anything. Morro Bay, where, like, you crashed out, the fucking highway entrance near the high school didn't get flood the fuck out again this year, so none of that crazy shit. So it's been a little bit more chill this time. But it rains. There's a little rain regularly. We had a little sprinkle today.
By the way, little bit of lore of you listeners. James hates the rain.
Oh, yeah. I fucking hate the rain. Because, I have to work in it. I have to go commuting in it. It just fucking fucks up, like, if my day, if I have to go do something outside. Now, if I just chill inside, I don't have to do too much. You know what? Not too bad. But sometimes I like to do some shit outside. But sometimes the rain will fuck that up. Except one time I did surf in the rain. That was chill. It was cold as fuck, though. I don't know how the fuck I did. No, it was a trip because outdoor weather was like upper 40s or some shit. Or like, let's say 50s. But like the water itself was like upper 50s or lower 60s. So the water itself was technically warmer than the actual like outdoor. It was weird.
Oh my God.
I don't know how or why I did it. Well, I did it because it was like perfect swell height for my preferred taste of surfing. And I just said, fuck it, I'ma do it. But that was a couple years ago. Not like anytime this year. But yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been casually up to since last time we talked. It's just like, yeah, I fucking broke. Yeah, my commuter car is now down. And I'm just like, son of a fucking bitch. How am I going to deal with this? Yeah, you know what? It made me miss kicking back at a show that fucking I could kick in bullshit with homies. We have a homie that had to went and set up, fucking had to go and was selling croissants because they owe $900 to the damn IRS because taxes.
Ah, okay.
Selling croissants, but they did sell out on croissants, but they only made like $60. So, a couple more events, they should be able to get the cash to pay off the IRS. I don't know how they owe $900. I can tell you, my tax season's been more chill. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't. My tax stuff hasn't really gone through just yet fully. We're just waiting on.
See,
some,
I got my state tax. Dude, that's going to be fucked. You got to do two state taxes next year.
I sure do. Duh. I sure do.
Yeah, you got to do Florida and then you got to do California. That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I'm not looking forward to it, but hey, you know, I'm trying to approach it with the mentality of, well, you know, that's future Ed's problem.
That's Ed's problem at the first quarter of next year. For now, I'm a chill.
I'm a chill, make that sweet, sweet minimum wage.
Sweet, sweet Florida minimum wage?
Where, yeah, it's less than California, but the prices are $5, still feels like $5 out here.
So, what is there like a $5 footlong at Subway? You're not spending $15 out the door?
No, the most I've ever spent on a Subway sandwich out here is like, I don't know, $10.
Dang. And I'm sure that's a big beefy sandwich too, right?
It's not bad. It's, I usually go for the Supreme Meats, but every once in a while I'll treat myself to the Beast. And that thing's loaded.
Word. So you got because
where I work, they have one at a cafe, and I'm like, well, I mean, there's nothing else to eat around here at lunch,
for sure. But yeah, no, that's fucking chill. Yo, you got anything else for the cast, or should we just hop straight into it?
I was just gonna say,
what you gotta say? What's funny?
I was just laughing because I was paused for a second because I'm like, wait a minute. After this, we just go right to the main event.
Yeah, that's we go to the main. Sorry, no hot or not. No CAR. Don't worry. I've been trying to figure out an engineer CAR. I was prepared to do it. I legit went and listened and have notes. But Good Host Head over here was like, nah, I'm not going to listen to Oasis yet. Oh, I thought we were just going to do the movie. I was like, man, I was prepared.
That's not quite what I said. Also, you couldn't get it to work anyway, so.
Well, eventually I figured out an idea, so I could, like, technically do it now, but we're not going to. We'll save it for possibly next episode.
Okay, well, next week. Wait, actually, no. Or next time. I don't know. WrestleMania is coming up, so the question is, can we get out another episode before Wrestling Mania?
Yeah, I know. Which was segue into what we're doing today. So, it's WrestleMania. Right. It's WrestleMania season. And someone has decided to finally come back and do a program for the WWE. Friggin' superstar, movie star, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has come back to what he originally done, dicking around with wrestling. And I think me and Ed have decided that we will review WrestleMania this year. So, why not, leading up to WrestleMania, let's watch some Dwayne The Rock Johnson movies. So, and I decided, let's do the first one. that he had a lead acting role, I think. I don't know if this was the first one, but this is definitely one of his earliest. And I actually have nostalgia with this movie. Yeah. I've watched the shit out of this movie because it would just be on TV and I would just kick back and watch it. So this is cool. So I'm a little biased. I'll say right now, it's definitely a mid-movie, but you know what? It's not a bad movie. I think it's a fun movie. You just kick back, throw on, and just enjoy. Doesn't have to be some cinematic masterpiece that has to win an Oscar. Sorry, there's not Oppenheimer or anyone. Today, we watched the fucking Scorpion King. And not the fucking Mummy 2 that had the Scorpion King like subplot in there. No. This came after the Mummy, after the Mummy Returns, and they decided to make a movie that's supposedly an origin story to a character that was only like 15 minutes of actual film time that was in the movie. So
yeah, you know what's funny about the Scorpion King? The Scorpion King is technically it's part of the Mummy franchise, kind of, but the Scorpion King has more movies than the actual Mummy movies.
Are you talking about? I thought there was like three Mummy movies, and there's like three Scorpion King movies, so they're about the same.
No, I was curious, so I looked it up. They made 5 fucking Scorpion King movies.
Oh fuck! See, I only know of like up to 3. They made 5?
Yeah,
and not movie, with The Rock.
Yeah, movie 2, Rise of a Warrior, which was a prequel, which makes that a prequel to a prequel. Movie 3, Battle for Redemption. None of these movies have The Rock, obviously. Movie 4, Quest for Power. 5th and final movie, Book of Souls, which, by the way, those last two movies came out in 2015 and 2018.
Damn. That's crazy.
I guess that's weird.
Well, here's the thing, like, Scorpion King, at least this one, was a fun movie. It's a fine concept. It's like, now here's the thing. I don't know. Do they still have the same main actor in the ones after? Because here's the thing, there's like 3 more blood sports, a 2, a 3, and a 4, but at least they retain the same actor playing the main character. Now, obviously,
did Jean-Claude return for the second one? I don't think he did for like the third. Okay, so he
was, you know what's actually funny? Yeah. I think the second one, as technically as a movie, is less shittier than Bloodsport. It's just Bloodsport but Bloodsport just had better momentous fighting and Stan Bush audio. Everything else, I felt like the acting was less stiff in like the second one, and it was a little bit more coherent story. Like, the acting in normal Bloodsport is fucking bad. Dude, Forrest Whitaker's there, and he had a bad mid-performance.
I mean, listen, I mean this in the most respectful way possible, but Jean-Claude Van Damme is not really an actor, so.
Like, Bloodsport, baffly bad acting, but sick fights. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's like, it's still worth the watch, but holy fuck. If you watch the beginning, you're going to like, dude, what the fuck's up with this movie? But then once you work yourself towards the fights, shit, we're cruising. But we're here to talk about The Rock, not Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Which, you know, since we have some time to kill, I feel like I haven't talked to you about this in voice because you did mention Rock came back to WWE. What have you thought about his WWE return?
So my opinions is obviously he has that fucking insane entrance, I guess, last time he showed up, where it's just darkness and then lightning bolts, and then he just appears under a spotlight, which I'm like, okay, that was kind of a sick entrance. But
It was literally an Undertaker entrance, except there was no caskets or fire.
Yeah. But my opinion is, he almost seems like he's too much of a time period piece. I'm not going to lie. Like, his promos, they are just like, they don't feel like they're adding to the story. He's just a very charismatic talker, but he's not. I don't feel like he adds too much to the story. He just comes out. He just disses the crowds. But I did love the line where he's like, sorry, you cannot handle these 22 inches of pleasure, with like the women just fucking screaming their heads off, which I was laughing. And then he goes, and then he cracks a smile, and then he goes, I'm talking about my arms. Get your minds out the damn gutter, which I'm like, you know what? He's fun. He's a fun dude to listen to talk to. But this is not developing anything into the story of what's going on.
Yeah, you know what's funny that you in my opinion, I thought you hit the nail on the head with the whole he feels like a time period piece, because like that's how I feel too. But that's also like the plot when Cody and Seth talk about him in their promos. That's how they talk about him. And it's like, huh, so that's the story they're telling. Okay. You know, I find it's really weird because like technically The Rock being heel is I don't think it's a work shoot, but it is like him being salty that people rejected him just, you know, taking Cody Rhodes' spot. But in a way, I think it made the story a bit more. I actually think in hindsight, it makes the story a lot more interesting than because, I mean,
yeah, but then you also have to deal with 15 minutes of him and saying just quit like quips and quips while dissing, like talking shit to the crowd and then explaining, oh, yeah, hey, I'm mad at Cody. I don't like this. And I am backing Roman because he is family. He says that in 2 minutes, and then the rest is just other just nonsense of him just ranting on. I'm just like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you know what? You're entertaining as fuck, but man, you do out of like promos. I feel like out of people that do sick promos in pro wrestling in the year of 2024, like I don't know. I feel like Eddie Kingston, he adds this story. I actually feel like he builds up to a fight. All The Rock does is just makes himself entertaining. He doesn't build to a fight.
Yeah, and I feel like Rock was better about that when he was younger, but now like, but that was him like being The Rock, like the character he created. This is like Dwayne Johnson doing a version of The Rock. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that's what that feels like.
So I feel like there's a weird disconnect, but I like it's definitely like, so I go watch the whole 20 minutes or so. It's like he's easy to listen to talk to. Yeah, but that's just my only gripe. I'm just like, yeah. You definitely feel like you're from the Attitude Era, but yeah, it does not, but it just seems like to me, it's like, I don't think this would last long in the year of 2024 on how pro wrestling is.
Yeah. And like, you know, Rock's always going to have the guys that like defend him because A, he's The Rock, and B, because he was from the precious Attitude Era, but it hasn't been, I haven't hated it so far. So yeah.
You know what? It's going to be fine because it's just going to lead up to Mania and it's going to be two wacky, chaotic nights. And you know it's going to be hot. The crowd's going to be hot. So it's going to be a fun-ass show, period.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that actually transitions very well into Scorpion King because, man, one of the funniest things about this movie, minor spoiler alert, is that you know how it came out that he had it written in like his Hollywood contract or whatever that he either can't get like hit in his fight scenes or he takes minimal hits, whatever. Rock got his ass kicked in this movie.
Yeah, but this is a young Dwayne The Rock Johnson. This is a very young one. Not tattoos, definitely not as gassed up as he is now. But
oh yeah, no.
And honestly, way less talking. He does not talk. He barely talks at all in this movie.
Yeah, and
like,
you know,
obviously like, he's not sitting there with like a deep like 5 minutes of back and forth dialogue because none of that's there. He just says things in just relation to what's casually happening, and that's
yeah. All right, you want to dive into the movie?
Fuck it, let's talk about it. How does this movie open? I could tell you how it opens. We're in a nice snowy mountain. Okay, then.
You know, that's fine. That's what I wrote. We open up this movie about an Egyptian warrior in the snowy mountain, and we open up to a snowy mountain where we see a scarred up looking Viking looking guy take what looks like a shuriken right to the face.
Yes.
We cut into, there's like a building behind him, right?
Yeah, there's just a building. Like, we have all these rough scallions all just partying with a bonfire, and then there's this man just tied up onto a cross, all crucifix. This indigenous-looking man just sitting there getting fucked with by all these Viking or just these rough scallion, like, savages. I don't know why. Low-key watched this movie, made me want to go watch Conan the Barbarian. Don't know why.
Okay, maybe it's been a minute. I was going to wait till later to say this. This movie was basically family-friendly Conan.
Well, yeah, obviously we didn't see no fucking titties or anything. None of that. Well, we saw implied side boobage.
We saw actually a decent amount of side boob for a PG-13 movie.
Yes. But either way.
Yeah. But yeah, so all these white people are getting crunk. There's a guy like in the center of all doing a bunch of yelling, bragging about how they've killed all these different people from all these different cultures. And as this happens, like sick, you said,
bro.
And as you said, we see a dude crucifix in the back, and cut back and forth between him ranting. We see shots of a different man, possibly our hero, sneaking around outside. Hero or
main character? Who is this?
Yeah.
Who is this? Is this Dwayne? Is this Dwayne Johnson? Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Is this Rocky? So they have a dude. So the dude tied up then tells them, "May the gods have mercy on you, as my brother will not." Then homie's brother blows down the door, like literally blows up the door, hails arrows at dudes.
Yeah, dude, he literally just says he shoots four arrows at the same time and they all hit the target perfectly. Meh, and one, no matter. And they're fucking flying. That's like the funny part.
One dude gets hit by the arrow and he flies out of the goddamn window. And yeah. The smoke clears. It's our man. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
In the year of 2022. I mean, of 2002, not 2022. Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest. I didn't write his character name down once. I think it's like Matthias.
But we're here we're here to talk about Dwayne Johnson.
So everyone looks at him. He looks at them. Cameras cutting back and
forth.
They're
just like, holy shit, it's The Rock. And it's like, oh no, we're getting fucking assaulted by The Rock, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. The people's champion.
And then the camera zooms in on Rock and he just goes, I don't even know if the phone will pick this up, me doing this. But then Rock just goes.
Oh yeah, he goes, boo. And people are like, oh my God, it's The Rock. I don't want to get rock bottom. I don't want to get people's elbows. I don't want him to call me a candy ass. I don't want to have a conversation and he interrupts me saying it doesn't matter what I think because that will hurt my feelings. I'm scared. You good over there?
What did you?
I think you're cutting out a little bit. Where you at? What's going?
Oh no, I was just adding on to what you were saying. I was like, I don't want him to call me a rice-a-roni jabroni or talk about pie.
And like, I don't know what do you mean by putang pie? I don't know what you're cooking. Leave me alone. But yeah.
So Rock starts kicking ass. This mystical film set in ancient times, by the way, has like hard rock guitar playing as he whips ass. No surprise, Rock kicks everyone's ass, no problem. The fight ends with, okay, this is going to sound complicated when I explain it, but I need to tell you all what happened.
All right. The floor is all yours. Good host said, tell us this complicated manner on how The Rock defeated this one opening villain, like scene, dude. Yeah.
The dude that did all the yelling, Rock drops a chandelier on him, but the chandelier is like hollow in the center, so it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he just stands right in the middle. So he totally missed you guys.
So Rock grabbed onto the rope as he did that because he flies up. There had been a dude chucking axes at him earlier. So he's beating up the dude that chucks the axes at him. The guy below looks at him and goes, "You missed." So then Rock ties a rope around the other dude's neck, jumps off. Somehow the dude that did all the yelling gets his leg caught or ensnared in the chandelier.
Yeah, he gets fucking crotched.
Yeah, he gets crotched. Goes right into the ceiling. Rock hangs the dude.
He fucking dies in an explosion of death of like a fire and bone chandelier. It's just like, it seemed like there might have been fireworks or something.
Yeah, and then the cherry on top of all this, Rock looks at his brother, shakes his head, and goes, "You're lucky we have the same mother." Bam, baby, title card, the Scorpion King, and the text is on fire.
Yeah, fire, hot action. This is a 2002 movie, baby. Let's go.
All we were missing was Drowning Pool.
Oh, no, you got more than Drowning Pool. You got Godsmack. At the credit scene,
you know, if that song had played during one of the fight scenes, I don't think I would have survived.
Noah, you think you would have died?
So a random narrator shows up and tells us a tale on how before the pyramids were around, these gnarly dudes laid siege across the land, and the best warrior was made king. It was this dude, Memnon.
It's this dude with the mullet. Well, yeah, we'll just call him Memnon or Memmon. Hey, yo, what's up, Memnon?
Yeah, evil mullet man. He's an evil dictator dude.
He's an evil dictator dude, but he also kicks ass, too, at the same time. So it's like he's not a shitty villain. He's like a badass bro. I'm saying he's sitting there just army of field, just totally not Godsmack, just playing in the background and shit. And he's just fucking laying waste. But we also find that he also has a sorcerer that helps him in his battles predict. So he's able to make better decisions on getting, you know, becoming super evil bad dude that kicks a bunch of ass. Just say.
Yeah. So we find ourselves at a refugee camp because only now brave few remain to stand against him. A bunch of different tribes are there, and there's an old dude named Pharaon at the head of the table, so to speak, trying to unify them to overthrow the tyrant. They all have cold feet, though. See, the narrator tells us, like James said, Memnon has a sorcerer who can predict shit. So the
Which
old
it kind of makes
like,
things hard, because you could sneak up, and he's like, ah, no. I am aware of you. Ha ha ha. Lol.
Yeah, he has hacks.
He's got cheat codes. It's kind of fucked.
He's screen peeked.
Yo, he's a fucking he's screen peeked. Or no, he just rolled out. Dude, he's just online, has the mods going. I'm just saying.
So then the old dude is like, well, let's kill the sorcerer then, lol. And then this big hulking tribe leader who right away I was like, holy shit, that's Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, he's in the movie. So you know it's a chill, like, B-movie that's going to be playing on fucking TNT on repeat in the year of our Lord of 2005.
The most Michael of Clark Duncans. He tells him it's no use. Hold on.
It's no use. I've raided his caravans, I've cut off his supply routes, and he still kicks ass.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't say that, but
it still blasts Godsmack and whips our ass.
Farron's shitty, dumb son starts talking shit, and then all
you
hell
can just
breaks.
Tell he's like, this guy, he's a bitch. Facts. It's like, honestly, you're not going to trust this guy. But the king's like, no, my son, kick back, hold it. Let's talk this out.
So he talks shit and people want to start fighting when Michael Clark Duncan starts, you know, putting the little shit in his place. But then everything stops when he's like going for a weapon or something, but he's stopped by a throwing knife or something.
No, I think he got nailed by a throwing axe. It was some throwing, right. Or he picked up an axe and a throwing knife like fucking stopped him. I don't know. There's a couple throwing knives in this movie, just saying.
And it's Rock. He shows up with his brother and a third man we've never seen
and
before.
And it's like, oh, hey, it's a lost tribe of, like, assassins who I cannot... I think they were called Arcadians.
Yeah, and it was told through the most buttery smooth of expositions, you guys. We learned through that him and his brother and the dude, yeah, like you said, last of their kind, super sick assassins, and they're like, hey,
trained
Rocky.
From birth, so they're bad fucking ass.
So it's like, hey, Rocky, go kill the sorceress. And they give him a bunch of blood rubies. So next day, this is this whole next scene, okay?
There's a lot. You know, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of action in this movie. It's hard to, I don't know, we'll try our best to describe it. But it's kind of just nonstop go.
Next day, they set out in daylight. And Rock's brother's roasting him. Why do you ride a camel? Horses are faster. Rock smirks and goes, camels are smarter.
Which I'm going to, like, I could tell you what the movie is like. This is a pretty fucking chill ass camel. I'm just saying. I think he's got a point. I'm just saying. Dwayne Johnson here has a point about this camel.
And then, cut to the next scene and it's nighttime and we're somewhere completely different. That last scene was so important, you guys.
Just totally.
Rock.
We'll just establish that his camel's sick. All right. That's what's going on with the scene.
Rock and crew sneak into the enemy encampment. They're taking out guards along the way. A highlight's when Rock shoots an arrow with a rope tied to it to, like, rappel down, except he ties, like, the other end of the arrow to his camel when he slides down. I'm like, okay, that was kind of neat. The whole time, by the way, there's this annoying prisoner that's, like, begging to be spared because, like, they do this thing. Oh, where
I wonder
it's
if
like,
he's gonna join in his party in this movie. Who would think so?
They do this.
Place
they
your bets now. Place your bets now, people.
They do this thing where like the dude had these torches like set fire to Ant. No. Sorry, they're about to like, roast him over and over. But Rock gets down there. He whoops ass. The guy won't shut up about saving him. So
I'm just
Rock,
saying, he's
know.
Like, yo, we're trying to sneak in. Can you shut your mouth? And then Rock just punches him out.
Yeah. From there, Rock links up with Brother and Bro. But somehow, at some point, they made an oopsie because they walk past all these tents.
Oopsie.
The flaps fling open.
And just like a wall of arrows. Except Dwayne, yeah. He gets to jump out of the way. I don't know why the other dudes, these trained assassins, didn't think to jump out the way. But I don't know how Dwayne got away. Main character syndrome.
He doesn't just jump out of the way. He like flips out of the way.
Yeah.
So the third guy dies right then and there, and Rock's brother is seriously wounded.
Yeah, he's not doing well, you guys. And then Rock's like, damn it, my brother. Well, I state that I'm going to complete the mission one way regardless, so I'm going to get in there and I'm going to kill this sorcerer.
Rock quickly finds his way through the camp and sees the sorceress. He draws his
bow.
Whoa,
sorceress? We've been told a sorcerer, but then she spins around and is like, oh, this is a hot babe. And he's considering, it's like, dang, do I kill a hot babe? Me, Dwayne the Rock Johnson? What do we do here? What goes on?
And she goes, and she tells him, she says, you have been betrayed, Matthias. And then Rock goes, this is how he said it to. He says, you know my name?
You know my name?
It's like, wow, this really is early in your acting career. And then guards come in, Rock gets captured. And then, okay, this next part is really, so they bring in Rock's brother.
Mm-hmm.
They mention the third guy is dead. And remember the old man earlier who had the piece of shit dumb son?
Well, dumb son decides to betray. Yeah.
And he's like, nothing personnel, Dwayne, but I have betrayed you. He even killed his own father for it. More than that, he like beheaded him.
Yeah. Here's the head of my dad. May I join your tribe, evil man whose name we can't really pronounce.
Then after that, the evil emperor kills Rock's brother after Rock and his brother exchange a catchphrase that they said precisely one time before that. And so it probably sounds like a lot happened the way we described it. I want to say we're 50 at the moment where Rock's brother dies, we are 15 minutes into this movie.
Yeah.
The sorcerer though tells
the
evil mullet man,
yo, evil mullet emperor man, I don't know if you should kill him. I'm just saying, I'm getting a vision. Yeah, if you kill him or if your man kills him, it's going to be bad juju. So he's like, what a puzzle. What a puzzling situation. How shall I try to kill this man? Now into the next scene.
So they knock Rock's ass out and bury him in the desert because the sorceress says something like he could die by no man's hand or whatever. So he's like, huh, okay. So they bury him.
They bury him
in the sand.
Yeah, you know that one like Keanu Reeves meme where he's like freaking like, you know, his mouth's tied, his head's just buried out in the dirt, and there's like a fucking like smartphone of just like bad shit, like just shit happening. Yeah, basically like that. Now, obviously, that came way before this meme, but still, same situation. And we have like these dudes that are just setting fire into these like fire ant like colonies. So basically the plan is they're gonna have all these fire ants come out and eat at Dwayne's face.
Yeah, and then the annoying guy from earlier is there. And
I don't know, he's gonna get fucked up too.
And he's taunting Rock saying, I'm about to escape. And
like, how
does.
Are you gonna do that? And he's like, whoa, you can see that guy over there has been drinking yak piss. Yes, that is the literal dialogue. That man has been drinking yak piss for the past hour, and it's now time for him to take a piss. And then Rock's like, huh, look at that, you're right. And then the horse thief man has disa-fuck appeared.
Yeah, he's literally just gone. And on top of that, he beats up the guards. One of them he even knocks over and gets eaten by the fire ants.
Yeah, dude, he falls right into a colony and he gets fucked up by these ants. It's pretty brutal.
And he sets Rock free under the promise that Rock take him on his sick adventures, you guys.
He's like, yo, take me on your sick adventures, please, ooh-woo.
Back with Memnon, his sorceress gets a vision, and she's like, yeah, your army is going to wreck house conquering the West.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, you're gonna wreck shop. There's like this like clan of like hot warrior women. Yeah, they're like retreating off and away. Basically, you got this, bro. You got this.
He goes on a little motive rant to her because she like frowns at him when he throws a single piece of meat at two tigers. And he says, you must think I'm cruel. Well, the world is, I'm paraphrasing, the world is cruel. The desert is chaos. I will bring a peace that will last for 1,000 years.
I'm just saying, like, what you were doing before, come on. This is a way better gig. I'm just saying. And once I conquer rule, I want you to be my babe. Because why?
Yeah.
You're hot. And I need you.
She's like, a river of blood does not bring peace, but they bring obedience, he says. And yeah, he wants to bed her. That's his whole motivation.
Yeah, but she's hot, and he wants to fucking conquer the land for a chick.
And then
dudes have done less, just say.
Yeah, and she's like, no, Memna, your penis will take away my powers.
Yeah, you don't want that, right? Are you sure about that, buddy? And he's like,
no, well, really,
I want to conquer the land. It's like, what else do I need your sorcerer's powers for? Let me see what's good with that booty.
Yeah, no, seriously, though, that's like a plot point. Because he's like, and then I want you by my side and in my bed. And she literally says, if I end up in your bed, then I'll lose my powers. And you'll lose your advantage. And he's like, he's basically like, well, hopefully by then I'll retire.
Hopefully I've done the job. Till then, continue on with the conquest.
Back with Rock and Homie, they arrive at, okay, did I miss here? They arrive at the city of Gamora, right?
Yes, they're calling that the town of Gamora.
To which the guy's like, he said something like, there's no other city like this city except for Sodom. And I thought that was funny. So he's like, sorry, I can't get us in. They have a bounty on my head.
I'm just saying, it's a pretty, like, yeah, there's the market outside the walls, but to get inside the walls, it's a pretty fortified fortress. I don't know how you're going to get in. And the Rock looks at him. I have a way. What do you mean? And it knocks him out, and then he carries him on camel up to the guards keeper, the gatekeeper, and he's like, what business do you have in the town of Gamora? And then Dwayne the Rock Johnson's like, I have this man. He's a horse thief. Isn't he wanted? I'm here to claim a bounty. Oh, yeah, that's that horse thief. Yeah, let this guy in. He's totally trustworthy. He's totally not just going to go on a rampage like 10 minutes later.
And then they don't arrest the guy because.
Is that the gate? Is that the fucking gate guard's job? No, he's just sitting there and just to guard the gate. He's not sit there to process paperwork. Fuck.
So to thank the dude for his trouble, Rock dunks his head in some water, then buys him a bottle of wine.
He just dumps him at the bar, and there's a hot bartender, and he's like,
yeah,
you know, I am mad. Why'd you punch me? But you know what? I am accepting of the situation. I will kick back. Do your thing, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
So then Dwayne the Rock Johnson makes his way into town, getting hit up by the local merchants, weapon dealers, prostitutes.
Best swords I've seen around. I have warbirds, great for messaging. I have massage tools. Do you want massage tools? I have banana bread. Would you like some banana bread? You know, all that bazaar, all that like shopkeeper talk. You just be walking. Hey. It's like, hey, my man, yo, check out my CD. Check out my sick demo. That'll be $5. I'll sign it for you. Okay, what's good? Hey, yo.
Hey, man, where you from?
Hey, yo, where you from? Where you from, my man? That kind of shit.
And also, and also he gets hit up by prostitutes and they're like, those big muscles look so tense. Maybe one of us can help you relax.
All
of us.
All of us could help you relax with your 22 inches of pleasure.
He's like, Rock smirks,
like, ladies, get your minds out the gutter. Sorry, I got business to do.
Rock smirks and walk past them. I'm like, man, what a geek. Kratos would have ran through that whole building.
Well, no, this is Dwayne the Rock Johnson in a PG-13 movie.
That's true. You know what? Dwayne Johnson is not Kratos.
Yes, this is a different mane. A different bald mane. Well, he has hair in this movie, but he's bald now.
So eventually Rock comes upon a statue of the villain, and a kid comes up to him trying to hustle and being like, hey, sir, you need a guide? You need a guide. Let me be your guide.
Yeah, let me be your guide. And then all these children come up, and then they like jack his blood rubies that he got earlier, and then there's this all this big old chase. But eventually, like, the kid that was that hit him up before, he got a hold of the blood rubies, and then Rock is just chasing him down. Eventually finds him in a friggin' like big old vase and goes like, hey, give me my cash back. But hey, wait, hold it. You got a blood ruby in your mouth. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. All right, yo. All right, thank you. Hey, little man, hold up. Would you like to earn this one? Get me into the temple or into the palace. You know what happens? They go into the palace.
The immediate next cutscene, they're just in the palace.
Yep, they're just in the palace, just scoping around. And then, like, Rock, and there's like guards to ride around, and he just goes like, all right, kid, you take three on the left, I'll take three on the right. And the kid's like, I'm not a big, beefy Samoan man with a big sword. How am I going to take them on? All right, I'll take them all on. And the kid's like, hold it. We do not need a resort to violence. I know Odor right here. Let's go say what's up to this white, cracky, white scientist dude. So what's good with him?
So the white cracky scientist dude is an old white cracky scientist dude. He's screwing around with like mechanisms and spices. And he's like, yeah, I mess around with trinkets and magic spices. It's fun.
Hey, yeah, I'm making gunpowder right now. I'm just saying, this is supposedly some Chinese explosion powder. And I was like, bro, homie's just making gunpowder.
And he's like, are you going to kill me? And Rock says, maybe later. Where's Memma? And he goes, are you going to kill him? Rock goes, yes. And he goes, training courtyard. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's just in the training courtyard. And then we see our main villain, Emperor Man, Memo. We're good with the memo. Megamind. I don't know.
Venmo.
Yeah, dude, Venmo. He's just sitting there. He's showing off his sick fighting skills, guys, because he's
whipping his own men's ass.
Yep, just whipping. Well, how else is he supposed to train and spar?
And then he goes somewhere. And then I thought he was going somewhere to meditate, right? Well, Rock perches himself atop a tower to draw his mighty bow to sink a righteous arrow through our villain's wicked heart.
But hey, there's another dude with a bow and arrow.
Too bad as he's doing that, one of Venmo's men does it first, and like his eyes are closed. With his eyes closed, he catches the arrow.
He's kind of a badass, you guys.
And Rock is kind of shook. He just has a look on his face that just says, God damn it.
But this guy's kind of cool. Fuck.
I usually don't reference these guys, but it's like Vegeta and the Team 4-Star Broly thing. God damn it, he's so cool.
But Rock's on a mission. He's ready to fucking shoot this dude down with his mighty bow. The child that helped him get into the palace, he got caught. So what's going on there?
So yeah, a little SpaghettiOs. That Rock gave him the blood ruby, so they think that he stole it. So Rock decides to be a baby
thief. You know what we do with thieves?
So Rock decides to be a baby face for once and saves the kid. And then Rock finds himself running away from the guards, and he ends up back in the scientist room, you know, the old man from earlier.
Yeah.
He's like, this was kind of funny. He's like, what's the way out? How do I get out of here?
Hey, is there another way out? And he's like, dude, the door that you came in.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. So then Rock sees something interesting though. And he goes, what's that? And the scientist and the old man goes, oh yeah, that. Yeah, that was meant to be a mode of instant transportation, but there was a problem with the landing. It's a catapult, you guys.
It's a catapult. So, and then the Rock goes, the Rock checks the lever, and he's like, oh, man, the cracky scientist is like, I wouldn't push that lever. You might set it off. Okay, cool. Hops in the catapult, throws a throwing knife. He likes throwing knives and fucking launches across and then fucking lands into a bathhouse with all these hot ladies. Our main Venmo Emperor Man, this is his harem of hot ladies. And they're all coming to like, ooh, who are you with your 22 inches of pleasure? And he's like, ladies, get your mind out the gutter.
Yeah, they're
but they all jack his shit, dude. They all come up. They all fucking hit him all, whatchamacallit. They hit him all Cardi B style, jack all his shit. And then the guards come in and he realizes, oh crap, all my knives and weapons and swords and shit's been taken away. Son of a bitch.
And in a fun bit of choreography, because they alerted the guards that Rock was here by hitting a big gong, right? So he, like, rips the gong out of the wall and is, like, rolling it, and he's using it to block their arrow fire.
Yeah, well, it's like they just keep shooting arrows at it. I'm like, you know, there's a point you think you would just stop and run over and try to kick over the gong.
There's a point where he ends up, like, at the edge of a wall, and, like, the gong breaks it, and somehow he goes falling again, and he ends up, he lands in a bath, at a bathhouse.
Another bathhouse? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just, like, likes landing in bathhouses. And that's the thing, like, the main, like, fucking, like, guard head, he, like, makes two dudes jump after him, but they, like, land right on, like, the roof, right beside, while, like, you know, our main man, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, just falls through and lands into another sick bathtub, you guys. Actually, wait, he doesn't land in a sick bathtub. He just lands and falls straight on the ground. And he's okay, because he has big, meaty pecs. There's cushion.
And he sees someone in the bathwater. He thinks about to be attacked, but then rising out of the water, it's a hot chick. Actually, no, it's the sorceress, you guys.
Dude, it's the sorceress, you guys.
Who has a case of a condition that I like to call boob hair.
Boob hair. It's like her boobs are just so conveniently covering her boobs, you guys.
It's like, wow. It's like, man, you can show just about the whole thing as long as you don't show a nipple, and it's still PG-13.
Yep, PG-13.
So somehow guards come in and shit. Oh, there was actually a funny part where, like, she tried to attack him and she actually, like, cut him on, like, the forearm. And when he gets the cut, he looks at her and he goes, ow,
ow, ow. And then he just, like, grabs her, and then they just hit the fucking drain plug on this bathtub, which seems like a sketchy bathtub. Why would you have such a massive drain plug that will just drop you the fuck down to who knows where?
Yeah, they get flushed down the toilet.
Yeah, dude, they're hitting Mustang water slide, and they just fly down into somewhere. We see a child. He has a wee little coin. He is at the wishing well. He makes a wish. And then we have the hot sorceress pop out, and he's like, praise the gods, my wish came true. But then comes Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you're like, son of a bitch.
She's naked, by the way.
Not showing boobs.
And the alarm is sounding throughout the town. The inventor dude has guards coming after him. The annoying homie tries to make off with the camel because he's trying to tell the camel, like, he's dead. Because the camel doesn't want to move. So he's like, he's dead. Just forget about him.
They basically left the great town of Gomorrah. And we just see the annoying horse thief man. He's just sitting there talking to Dwayne's camel. Goes like, he's dead. We have to leave. But then The Rock rolls up and he's like, oh, you're alive. I knew you would be alive. And he's like, shut up.
And now our crew is off to.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, here's our RGB. Yeah, here's our RPG team right now. We have a thief. We have our main warrior. And we now have a white mage for healing. So this
quite
is our
literally,
RPG.
Yes.
So we have an RPG team. And they're off heading to the Valley of the Dead. And he goes, why would you go? And then we have our thief going, why would you go to the Valley of the Dead? No one goes to the Valley of Dead. It's the Valley of the Dead.
That's why they call it that.
Yeah. But so, either way.
So we cut to Memmon. He's pissed. He's so
like,
pissed.
My sorceress, my mod. So the moderators come and caught me. Son of a bitch. There goes my Fortnite game.
He's so pissed. He grabs like a scorpion. He breaks it apart with his bare hands, coats an arrowhead with it, with its blood and venom. And he sends, like, he tells his like general guy to
his
go
main
find
man.
Rock, to go find Rock and make sure that the public does not know that the sorceress is gone.
Yeah, they might get annoyed at that if the sorceress is gone. I'm just saying.
Also,
you guys.
if he could pretty please stick the big Samoa man with the poisoned arrow tip, that'd be great.
And then send this messenger bird back to me stating that you have finally killed this man that has been causing a nuisance this past afternoon.
And then back with the heroes. They arrive
back
at the
with our sick
dead.
RPG team.
They arrive at the Land of the Dead. It's nighttime.
They're crashed out.
There's a scene where the sorceress tries to escape, but Rock says, no, 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 no.
No,
they
no,
get
no,
it,
no, because
they get into a tussle.
Well, no, no. She tries to run, but then she realizes her leg's been tied, and it's been attached to big 250 pounds of fucking juiced up roided muscle man, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But then he's just like, you know what? I'll just let you free. Because seriously, where the fuck are you going to go? Come on. I'm Joanna Rock Johnson. I'm a badass. I'll keep you safe. And she's like, fuck you. I guess I'll stay.
And then it's here in this cutscene we learned that she made Memna spare Rock's life because she had a vision. She says that she thought, she believes that Rock was the one who could help her escape because according to her,
well, Memna, I think he kind of did. I'm just saying, like,
Memna basically had her under his thumb for her entire life. Rock hears all this and he's pretty much just like, huh, all right then.
Sick story, bro.
So the next day, yeah, I'm serious. These scenes really don't breathe that long. Our heroes, our RPG team, are walking around, and they're at this big, like sand dune type place, right? Rock says he's looking for something. He says a storm's approaching. Then Rock takes out a little seer thing, you know, like,
yeah, he has a little map. He has a little telescope. It's like a little light. It's like a wood. It's like a wood cylinder with a fucking crystal that can, like, you know, fucking spin around. Basically, he has a makeshift telescope. I don't know. They didn't have sick telescopes back then. Yo, this is this is ancient Egyptian badass fools, not fucking pirates of the sea. All right, they don't have telescopes. Well, maybe they did.
Pirates either did way, have telescopes.
I think pirates did have telescopes, and I think that would not be proven wrong.
If Jake was here, that would have triggered him.
Tell me to hit my pirate dump, boy. This is what you know about pirates. Pirates are so cool.
So in his seeing eyeglass, he sees that somehow Memna's soldiers have already caught up to them, you guys.
He's like, damn. Well, he's also taking a slow camel, and he also has a man that's walking on foot. These dudes have horses, and they can mob. So, I don't know. I think it's logical. But basically, he gets... Yeah. Either way, the Rock goes like, here's a blankie. Cover yourself. There's a sandstorm coming. And then we see Julian the Rock Johnson and his... But trusted camel, he's just mobbing. He's ready to attack all. Oh no, there's like felt like 20 dudes in this fucking party.
I thought it was like 12, but
let's just say 12. Even number.
He rides off to slay. It's him versus like 12 dudes.
And the dudes are like, what's this one singular man comes? Let's attack him. Boom.
They get closer and closer. Yeah, they get closer and closer to each other. Horses versus camel. And then a big fat sandstorm is trailing behind Rock. Rock starts picking them off one by one to the point to where, and they're actually like getting scared.
You're like, dude, we can't see anything. There's sand in my eyes. Ah, dang it. What do I do? Ah,
damn it. I hate the sand. It's coarse and it's rough and gets everywhere.
I know, but we're also getting fucking assaulted by the Rock, and there's totally not Godsmack playing in the background.
Dan, 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 dan. So then Rock is
find a cave, but two dudes like hit like some quicksand, and then the main guy's like, let's play a game of lava and just stay on the stones. I don't think we'll end up like those two dudes. So they continue on the cave, and just
Rock
like
hides at one point, Rock at one point hides behind a sandfall and yoinks two dudes.
I'm just saying, this is basically like that scene in like Rambo 3 where I think there was like a fucking cave and these dudes were just getting picked off one by one. So,
oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so the Rock just went full Rambo, you guys, minus exploding fucking arrows.
Yeah, yeah. So this leads the main general dude from earlier. He's the only one left. Him and Rock have a very short and very blurry one-on-one, and which, of course, Rock soundly trumps him in, but not before getting stabbed in the leg with the poisoned arrow.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
So he got hit with the poisoned arrow, you guys.
He collapses, and the sorceress gives him magical CPR.
Damn, no, I think you're jumping a little quick because they like pop out of the sandstorm from under the blankie. They see a slow rising Dwayne the Rock Johnson up and slowly take off his mask because he's totally sick, you guys. And then he rips off a necklace off the main general, gives it to the messenger eagle to send a message to Venmo the Emperor to tell him that your men failed, dog. What's up? And then he starts collapsing, and then they head up at camp, and then we see the sorceress does magic CPR to, like, cure his fucking scorpion poison.
And then, yeah, and then, you know, he, like you said, grabs the Falcon, and I assume that the message he wanted to send Venmo the Emperor was, hey, I killed your boy, you're next, bucko.
I'm just like, sorry, you suck, straight up.
So then the heroes are walking, and they're walking, and then they come across the old man again at some point, who's like doing like what looks like
there's just a random explosion.
Weird nuclear tests.
Yeah, dude. Homie's pulling an Oppenheimer, and then they just roll up. It's like, oh, hey, you like made it out. What a plot convenience that we found you in the middle of the fucking desert, blowing shit up.
God damn it. For some reason, when you said he pulled an Oppenheimer, my stupid brain was like, ha, Rockenheimer.
Rockenheimer.
So that's what we need.
We need a compelling Christopher Nolan story movie featuring Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Oh, dude. Yes, Christopher Nolan. He goes from directing Michael Caine and Christian Bale to fucking Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
And Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay, so they're walking again, and they come across this like oasis lake place where they're ambushed ish by a native tribe.
They get ambushed by people that we think is a native tribe, but we eventually find, as they go into an encampment, hey, yo, it's Michael Clark Duncan's freaking crew.
SpaghettiOs, it's Michael Clark Duncan.
And he's a little butthurt that earlier that like The Rock threw a fucking throwing knife at his axe and basically said, I'll kill you for free later. He's like, oh yeah? What's up, big guy? Let's go, bro. Let's go.
So his whole thing is, well, that, but also him and his people are out here living in secret. No one knows where they are to protect themselves.
Yeah, and you brought the sorceress. So basically you're bringing his men to come find us. We want you not here. Just saying.
Also the kid from earlier is here.
Yeah,
too,
he just pops up like, hey, there's my little man. And his basically he's like, Matthias. And he's like, yo, what's up, little dude? He's like, go get him, people's champ. All right, for sure.
Oh, my God. Now I'm imagining the kid that yells Brett, but instead of yelling Brett, he's going, yeah, but now it's like,
Dwayne!
So then we proceed to get something that I didn't know I needed in my life. Michael the Clark Duncan versus Dwayne the Rock Johnson. And dude, Michael Clark Duncan kicks his ass.
Yeah, he's beating his ass like
the fight
sick.
Opens up with the two of them hitting each other's swords so hard that the swords break.
Yeah, because they're big, they're strong, muscly, beefy men. They're basically having a meat match. Meat.
Michael Clark Duncan slams Rock's face in the poles. He throws him around. He's blowing his back out. Did I use that right? Well, whatever. At one point, he uppercuts him with a fucking pot.
Yeah, I know. It's sick.
So they go back and forth for
a while.
They're
having like a Jackie Chan fight for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
These big beefy men are having a sick Jackie Chan fight, and they're just all fighting around. And I can't remember how this fight stopped. That I'm actually getting a little haze right now. I'm just like, how did this fight end? I remember. Yeah Michael's trying to hit him with the sick spear, but then The Rock just hits the fucking reverse grab spear move and is about to stab Michael Clark in the like throat. But then like Michael Clark's like, yo, why don't you stab me? You got me. Stab me. And he's like, nah. I would rather us be friends and take down Venmo the Emperor. So I'm good, bro.
And Michael Clark Duncan tells him, you will bring death to us.
You will bring death to us. He's like, sick story, bro.
And then Rock says that Venmo will come back, will come at them stronger with her. Rock says that if he will stand alone and fight Venmo if he has to, basically.
Yeah.
Later at night, everyone's hanging out. And okay, this scene I thought was actually really cool. So a little boy comes up to the sorceress, offers her some dates, and then she starts to freak out. She's like looking at the boy, she's smiling, but then she starts to freak out
because she gets a fucking vision of everyone getting slaughtered. This boy's been hit with an arrow, and people around her just die. There's fire.
The village is on fire. It's getting razed. It's like when Anakin sees a Tusken Raider camp.
Yeah, it's basically like how Anakin assaulted the Tusken Raider camp, except like a bunch of people. So, yeah.
So she snaps out of it, but the transition was cool. Later, she's in a tent and she's having a heart to heart with Dwayne.
Yeah, They're just talking. They're vibing. I think, yeah, you know, they're becoming friends. I'm just saying. They've had an RPG team for, like, the past, like, 10 minutes. I think they're, like, very acquainted now. Just saying.
Yeah. And she tells him of his fear, of her fears, and how, like, bro, Emperor Venmo is going to come with so many dudes. And Rock's like, I'll kill all those dudes. Dude,
I'll kill them all. I'll give them the people's elbow. I'll give them the friend Rock Bottom. None's going to stop me. I'm going to call them a bunch of crybaby bitches. Fuck you, Cody Rhodes.
Hell, he might put them in the sharpshooter.
Hell, he might put them in the sharpshooter. The sloppy shooter.
Yeah, but then the sorcerer is like, if you face him, you die.
You die.
Destiny says so. And Rock is like, yeah, well, destiny's mid. And then I'm not even joking, everybody. He says, I make my own destiny. They look into each other's eyes. They kiss.
And then they bone you guys.
And I finally get to say this after a while. They totally bone you guys.
I know. Insane.
Yeah, dude. Put that shit on a t-shirt, dog.
But either way, she wakes up early. She wakes up earlier. Rock's pretty crashed out. He's kind of had a long day. He's been stabbed by scorpion poison. He went Rambo 3.
I guess Rock gets tuckered out after he rocks the house.
I'm just saying. I'm sure he gave her 22 inches of pleasure, so. You can get your mind out of the gutters, children.
God, that's so stupid. Okay, so she, out of what I assume is fear or love or something, she leaves in the middle of the night believing that it will protect her.
It might be a smart move if I bounce out so that when I can come back, they don't get fucked up. I'm just saying. My vision was kind of sketched, just saying.
Also, because she canoodled his noodle, she has lost her powers.
Yeah, I'm just saying. She hit the rock strudel. Well, he went all downtown on her poontang pie.
She went to the rock strudel for that Dwayne noodle.
For that Dwayne noodle on that strudel for that poontang pie.
Now a real Chad. The next morning, we cut to Michael Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan.
He makes up with two women.
Wakes up. Yeah, he's shirtless and buff, and there's two women in bed. So suck it, Dwayne.
Dude, Michael Clark Duncan would have made, if they ever made a live action God of War, he would have been a sick Kratos.
I was like, I was like tripping because I didn't look it up. Did Michael Clark Duncan unfortunately pass away?
Yeah, like I think almost 10 years ago, believe
it
or not.
Damn, crazy. You know, he was pretty sick. I'm not going to lie. He was pretty sick in this movie.
Oh, every movie I've seen him in is great. Did you ever see the Ben Affleck Daredevil where he's Kingpin?
You know what? Once. I think I remember their fight once.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, dude, he passed away in like 2012. That's like crazy. That was like 12 years ago.
That was when we graduated.
Dude, insane. Bro.
So Michael Clark Duncan is, so he wakes up to Rock taking his horse and he's like, bro, if you go, you die. Did you not watch the last scene? And Rock goes, I'm not going to let her deal with Venmo's wrath alone.
Yeah, I'm not going to let him deal with Venmo's wrath. She hit the rock strudel. She's a rock baddie now.
And then Michael Clark Duncan says, if I let you go alone, there'll be no glory left for me. And then he flashes one of those flashy, pearly, white, patented smile of his.
Yeah.
And then we cut to a fat party Memma's throwing at his house.
Because he was like because he's been harassed by guards going like, sir, there's rumors that the sorcerer's gone. Is this true? My guy just chilled. What are you talking about? This is totally not true. I think we totally missed when the eagle came in and like dropped off like frigging his like general's like necklace. And he's like, God damn it. You fail, son of a bitch.
Yeah, that scene happened earlier, and because he gets the letter, he's like, see, everything's going according to plan. He opens the letter, sees the badge, and they're like,
is something wrong, sir?
He's like, is something wrong, sir? And he's like, nope, everything's going great.
Yeah, everything's chill. It's pretty smooth.
We're going to advance our plans. Get the armies ready, bro.
Yeah, let's get the armies ready. But you know what? Let's party tonight. Let's get a rager going, and then we'll conquer the world. But tonight, let's get crunk, baby. Woo!
And then there's a guy who's trying to be like, hey, so we keep hearing the sorcerer's gone. And he's like, no, the sorcerer's totally here. She's just She's just indisposed. And
it's like,
knows,
well, could we see the sorceress? I'm just saying, the men's morale, they need the baddie to come out and go like, all right, what are we slaughtering for? Oh, all right, this baddie. That's right. This is what we're here for.
The guy literally says for the men, she is a source of strength and courage.
I'm just saying, a baddie like that, it can be a source of like strength and courage. So.
And he's like, what, are you calling me a liar? You call me a liar? You don't believe me? What, you work for a fucking microwave company?
Hey, you fucking totally work here. For a fucking microwave company? Who the fuck are you? Are you the fucking king? I'm the fucking king. I know the shit. You don't know the shit. You don't know shit. You don't know nothing about shit. And then she follows up. See, right there, I told you. She's been here perfectly fine. She's like, so yeah, sorry guys, I had a tummy ache. I had to take a day off. I was a little icky. I was a little sicky. I'm just saying.
I was sicky, but now I'm ready to be a baddie again.
I'm back being a baddie. I'm here to predict the future. Oh, yeah. What's your prediction? Yo, dude, sick conquest. You're going to totally kick ass tomorrow. He's like, hear that?
Yeah, dude.
We're going to kick ass.
You're gonna wreck house on the West Coast. Those Austrians won't know what hit them.
Nothing. We will bust ass. Kick ass. Let's party tonight. The sorceress has totally been here this whole entire time. Let's go.
We're here to chew ass and kick gum.
But either way, and then Venmo, the emperor goes like, hey, yo, sorceress, let's go. I want to talk to you real quick in a separate room. I think that's what happened. Yeah,
but he's so salty. He's so salty that one guy was questioning him that he kills him right in front of everybody. Right when the sorceress leaves, he's like, "Party's over. Fortify the." He tells the piece of shit heel son that's been there this whole time, but he literally does nothing in this whole movie except kind of talk. And he's like, "Fortify the fortress."
Yeah, get ready for a battle.
So, excuse me. So a few moments later in a cart, Michael Clark Duncan and some pretty ladies attempt to sneak into the gates by posing as prostitutes while Rock rappels up a building. Yeah. He has like a grappling hook. I'm like, where did he even get that?
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Who knows?
So back with Memma, he's, excuse me. Sorry. Before that, Rock meets up with everybody after Michael Clark Duncan and Peeps kick some ass. Me and they all go their separate ways. So Michael's supposed to fight Clark Duncan, supposed to fight the guards. The old man is supposed to blow shit up with the annoying homie, and the kid's there for some reason.
Yeah, he just hangs out, and then the kid's like, "Well, I want to come along and join the action." And then you know we had Django stay in the cart.
Stay in the cart. Fuck your story.
Yeah. Fuck your plot advance. Fuck your character development, kid.
We then see Memma grilling the sorceress because he says that I can sense that something that you seem diminished.
You seem diminished. Did you hit the rock strudel, that rock noodle? And
did you hit that Dwayne noodle? Did you hit
he eat your poontang pie?
Did you hit
did
that?
You did you smell what he was that, cooking?
Did you get hit by that Samoan spike?
I'm just saying. Don't tell me you felt those 22 inches of pleasure and get your mind out of the gutter.
So he tells her she needs to prove that she still has her powers. Yeah. So he has some servants bring in these pots and snakes. The idea is there's six urns, four pots. They spin the pots round and round, and she needs to use her powers to pick which pots don't have snakes.
Yeah.
While that's going on, Michael Clark Duncan is laying waste to the guards. Where yeah, there's
he's,
great
just,
shot.
He's just fucking just badass, dude. He is a one-dude army.
There's this shot where there's like six dudes running at him or stationed in front of him. He's got that big smile of his, holding his sword, and he goes, "Who dies first?"
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Rock is scaling the walls. The other guys are setting up the bombs. Back with the urns, she manages to get one right. Yeah. You can totally see that she's lost her power, you guys. But
she's
it's
totally
okay.
lost her power, you guys. It's not like she's just sitting there just going, Yeah, Yeah.
See,
look at that empty vase. I didn't lose my power. We'll find the other empty vase. Yeah, you know, just doing that thing. But oh, yeah. Hey, look, while she's doing that, hey, look, who just decided to crawl from like the ceiling? It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you guys.
It's pleasure machine, Dwayne Johnson.
Pleasure machine, Dwayne Johnson. You know what's actually funny? He's about to play like forget the character Mark. He's about to like do a like a docu-series movie or something. Like whatever, a biopic about like Mike Kerr, the Smashing Machine. So it's kind of funny when you said he's like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the whatever machine.
That's that's also funny too because you know, good friend Sweetie came up with the one Samoan sandwich machine for Nia Jax, and they're related. So it's just a nice circle of life thing we got going on. So then, yeah, Rock swoops in. Oh, excuse me, Rock swoops in. And here we go. It's
final now time. Battle. It's final battle. They're going down.
It's now
down.
Time for the main event.
It's definitely time for the main event, you guys. And Venmo's kind of a badass. He's actually got the upper hand on Rock for most of his battle. He's kind of whipping his ass most of the time.
At one point, Rock transforms into his second form. And by transforms, I mean he rips off his shirt. Now his sick tan ass are all glow in the light.
Yeah, I'm just saying because Venmo's been slicing on his shirt, so he has to hit the slow-mo like shirt tear off. And we're like, dude, check out his sick pecs, you guys, and his abs.
And his abs.
His abs. Well, so they're like fighting around. They're knocking over like fucking tiki torches. And there's also like cobra snakes that like Rock is like slicing off one by one. Dude, this is kind of like a final boss battle where you fight the boss, but then he has to take a moment where he fucks off. And then you have to fight like smaller enemies while you have to defeat those enemies and then get back to fighting the boss. It's kind of like that.
Well, yeah, no, literally, because there's a point where things look dire because, oh, by the way, also, yeah, so the temple's on fire.
Oh, yeah, dude, the temple's just like setting up fire. It's pretty crazy.
There's a point where things look dire because.
But then Michael Clark Duncan then just fucking slams on through the door, and then it's like him and Dwayne are fucking fighting off all the guards, but then Vemo the Emperor.
That shot of them being back to back encircled in flames with weapons, that was kind of cool.
I'm just saying, there was a lot of sick visuals with this movie. This movie might have had a budget.
Yeah, no, well, most of all the sick visuals are just here in the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Well, at least they put the budget, at least they put a good portion of the budget in the last part of the movie. Sometimes people don't do that, so.
True. So Emperor Venmo grabs the
This is not an Evangelion where they lost budget in the end. They saved their budget for the end. Just saying.
Could you imagine if as the fight goes on, it goes from all this action scene to then like first they lose the green screen, then they lose the props, and then they lose the actors, and then it's just like with puppets or some shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Emperor Venmo grabs the sorceress. Rock gives chase, but not before Michael Clark Duncan throws Rock a sword. He gives him like a nod, like, yeah, man, you go, brother. Go get him.
Go get Rock. Him. And then the Rock just with a sword jumps through a firing tarp door.
He leaps through the fires and the flame. And now it's the real final confrontation. So they fight, you know. Clang, clang, clang.
Yeah, clang, clang, clang. Fucking Venmo has his sword splits into two, so more clang, clang, clang. Then there's a point where he sets fire to his blades. He has fire blades.
That looks so sick.
Oh, bro, when I was a fucking kid, I was fucking marking the fuck out. I'm like, oh my God, it's so sick. And when I watched it earlier today, I was like, damn, that's pretty fucking sick.
So at some point, they're fighting, they're on the roof. At one point, they're like at the edge of the wall. Venmo has Rock dead to rights. He's on his back. But then I'm not kidding. Rock starts to feel the electricity of the people.
Yeah, dude. He hits his fucking kip up. He hits the Rock kip up and then starts laying the smack down.
Upon Venmo's candy ass, yes. And then, oh no, you guys, a dude with an arrow shows up. It's kind of funny. So, Sorceress is there, right? Mm-hmm. The dude with the arrow's there. She leaps at Rock, totally intending to take the arrow from him.
It's like, I will save you, Dwayne. We need you alive so you can beat Cody's crybaby ass. And then Dwayne's like, nah, no hot lady's gonna take an arrow for me because I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson, baby. Check out my sick back. Takes an arrow to the back.
Yeah.
As like in the vision from earlier when she had a vision of him getting hit with an arrow and him just going, ah.
Yeah, it's like if remember when Piccolo sacrificed himself for Gohan? It's like if Gohan jumped in front of Piccolo and took the blast for him instead.
Yeah. But you know, so, it wouldn't. Yeah, so, but that didn't happen. R.I.P. Yeah. Toriyama.
Oh, dude. So then, but then, in what can only describe as cinematic brilliance, Rock rips the arrow right out of his back.
Yeah, like literally, he has his beefy bow, which that got jacked earlier, but he finally has his big beefy bow, which earlier, the fucking bitch son from like the king that like betrayed him, he tried to like, he was talking to some hot chicks. He's like, yeah, I took this bow from Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Dude, I could totally just pull this back. Can't pull it back. He's like, whatever. I totally don't have 22-inch pythons.
Also, he died so anticlimactically, he literally gets one shot by Michael Clark Duncan.
Well, it's fucking Michael Clark Duncan. You're going to get one shot too. So deal with it, nerd. All those people were getting one shot by Michael Clark Duncan. Unless you're joining the Rock Johnson.
He killed like 30 dudes.
Dude, I don't know. He's a fucking unit. But either way, the Rock, so remember, he grabs
it. You guys remember how earlier in the movie I told you Emperor Venmo caught an arrow between his hands?
Well, his ego, he's so sick, you guys. He's going to do that same thing. But this time, it's with Rock and his big, strong, beefy bow as he grabs the arrow that's impaled from his back, pulls it out from his sick back. He gets the arrow ready. And then we have fucking our main man Venmo just go like, I'm totally going to catch this, you guys. You know what happens? He doesn't catch it. He gets fucking flown all crazy. And then an explosion happens because earlier the crack doctor and the horse thief set off the explosions on like the support beam to the house and just a crazy explosion happens. And then, yeah, our main man Venmo flying with the arrow gets engulfed in flames and is just dead.
Not going to lie. That's one of the baller villain deaths I think I've ever seen. He's careening through the sky by this arrow, by this very strong Samoan man.
By fucking Maui. Maui just shot him with the fat arrow and just hit the you're welcome. And he's just flying through the air, just careening into a big explosion of fire. And then goes to his death.
Rock, before he lets the arrow fly, Rock's like, catch this.
And he doesn't catch it because it's fucking a little bit.
Because
the Rock's arrow is sicker than some fucking bitch main in the training court. So
the day is safe thanks to the Powerpuff Johnsons.
Yeah.
And Rock and the most Michael of Clark Duncans part ways amicably. They're like, Michael Clark's like, hey, you were pretty sick. And Rock's like, bro, you were pretty sick.
And then the era of peace has now come down and the movie's over and then we get some fucking Godsmack to play in the back, playing in the credits.
Dude, the fucking whiplash I got where Sorceress and Rock are having this conversation. He's like, I want to build an empire that lasts through the ages. And she's like, nothing lasts forever. And he goes, that's the destiny of all things. And he goes, then we will make our own destiny. Big camera swoop, music swells. They kiss, and then bam, 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 bam. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yep. Yeah, no, I totally forgot, like, Godsmack was, like, a theme for, like, the movie. Stand alone!
Stand alone! You know what's ironic? I think Ubisoft would, like, put that song in like some random ass Prince of Persia game from like the early 2000s after this.
I don't know, dude. When I think of Godsmack, I think of some sick desert hero movie.
When I think of Godsmack, I think of White Boy Summer.
Yeah. So, what did you think of the Scorpion King? What do you think of Rock's leading debut?
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I was expecting a cheesy B movie. Okay, this is a cheesy B movie. But what I mean is, I thought it would be a cheesy B movie where I'm like, it's all right. I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty fun. It's short, it's sweet. It's, you know, you care enough about the characters. I legit couldn't remember anyone's name.
But you don't need to. But the action was so sick. There was a hot chick. Yeah. What more do you want? The movie kind of had anything that you would want out of something like this.
Dude, it's kind of like a perfect B movie. There's cheese.
And
there's
even the acting wasn't fucking atrocious. But you sit there, it's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, maybe the bitch son was like a shitty actor where he said some wacky lines where I'm just like, took me out for a second. I'm just like, huh. Just he's like, I don't trust him, father. Just like in legit that tone. I was like, well, dial it back there, Budster. But everyone else was just chill. I'm just like, yeah, you're not Oppenheimer. You're not going to win fucking 7 Oscars. But you're going to be a sick movie to watch when in 2005, where it's like, I don't know what to watch on TV. Fuck it. I'll watch The Scorpion King for the fucking 9th time. Hell yeah. Let's get to the scene with the fucking flame swords, baby. Woo!
Oh my God. How many times have you seen The Scorpion King?
Dude, I watched this shit like fucking crazy when I was a kid. I'm just saying. Don't know so why. It was so, just so on, dude. It's that or fucking Fast and the Furious, the first one or second one. That shit played on TV like fucking crazy. I'm just saying.
You know what? You're right. Big Brother Javier would have that on like pretty often in his room. Well, you know, when I wasn't raiding his room to play Halo.
Yeah. You just like pull up and say, oh, Fast and Furious is on TNT again.
I was like, damn, hey, wait, is this Point Break?
And he's like, is this Point Break, but with cars?
You know what's funny? I don't know if it feels like that's something exclusive to us. I've made that joke to other people because I heard it from you the first time.
Dude, I got that from Honest Trailers.
Oh, really? Okay, because I've said that to other people, and they're just like, huh. I mean, I guess so. I think motherfuckers haven't watched Point Break.
Yeah.
But, huh, that might have to be something we watch for the show one day.
Maybe. But here's a question. Next episode. Are we doing a CAR? Or fuck well, it. We might as well. We're gonna do it.
It sounds like you got it to work. So yes. Next week will be the long awaited, much anticipated review of freaking What's the Story, Morning Glory. Shout out to Dad who really likes that record.
I don't know. Hell yeah. Some Oasis. We're gonna watch that. We're gonna listen to that. I mean, not watch that. But what are we watching? That's actually a good question. Should we watch Black Adam? Should we watch... What was the last... God. Yo, was that the last Rock movie to come out? Was Black Adam?
I think it was. I think that was the last thing he did. And then people... And he got, like, laughed out of Hollywood, essentially. And now he's back in... And now he's back in the Wii.
So, you know what? And then I think it's fucking... Is Mania right after that, or...
You know what? Find something funny to say. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Something funny to say. Well, it's hard for me to say something funny. Well, I could tell you that The Rock starting out here compared to Black Adam, because Black Adam, he was pushing that fucking movie hard. So that's why I'm kind of curious. Because one, I can't remember. People said that movie was terrible. But people also said Scorpion King was terrible, which I'm like, it's just mid.
This movie wasn't terrible at all. I mean, here's the thing. We're not even like...
I'm sorry, it's not fucking Oppenheimer, all right? Or not fucking Barbie movie. Sorry. There's no I'm just Ken or any of that shit in that movie. It's
that's what I was about to say. It's like we're not even like a bad movie podcast, but so like I'm not saying it's like, oh man, this movie's great compared to other shit we watched.
Oh, believe we watched some fucking bad.
This isn't a bad movie at all.
Yeah, this is a chill movie. Now, would I trust the other movies being as good? Hard to say. I mean,
they have to be kind of good if they were making them 16 years after the first one.
I don't know. Netflix needs content, baby. Let's be real.
That's true. We might want to consider those one day. I don't know. Ooh. Actually, no.
I just want to stick with old Dwayne right now. So do you think we should hop to Black Adam, or do you feel like we can come back next week? Should we have a middle era like Dwayne movie?
Are we going to have a Dwayne marathon like we had a Statham marathon? Because here's the thing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because here's the thing. WrestleMania is the 6th and 7th of April. That is 3.5 weeks. So that's, if I'm doing my math right, that's 2 or 3 more episodes between then, if we can do this weekly.
You know what? We'll shoot for some middle era Dwayne, but we will decide off air. But people, we're not at Black Adam yet. We'll figure out what's next.
We should do Black Adam before WrestleMania because we'll be like, yes, here we are. The prequel to WrestleMania 40.
Hey, we started out on Rock and it's promising. He had a perfectly fine movie. I thought he was a good leading actor. Now
we could do Get Smart, but that's a good movie.
See, but that's like Steve Carell. Like, like Rock is more like a supporting actor there.
Yeah.
Well, we will figure that out off air. Anything else you want to say?
I don't have anything.
Well, listeners, this was the Triple D Radio Show with your hosts, James and Edward. I hope you all have a good one.
Adios. I find it funny that we're on a better podcast schedule when I'm not there.
You know what? I don't think we have to meet up with each other. All right. Fucking. Oh, dude, guess I'm a bitch. Give me that. Oh, damn it. Oh, damn. I did have it. You know, I've been accidentally recording. Still recording right now. Nah, it'll be funny.